Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life found.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's a 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime.
Oh, that was a bit of energy today,
hello,
wasn't it?
Has someone had a couple of frozen mugs before he's come in?
Oh, just a couple of short blacks, a couple of kelfies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Got a slight buzz on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not sleep well? You're making up for it this morning?
No, I slept all right. Had to
something
take,
in the air.
Had to take the dog out to go urinate about 12:30.
Okay.
That was annoying because it was raining. We had to take her out. Then she goes in the rain, doesn't
she? Is she usually a night weir?
No, it's because of the meds she's on. It makes her ravenous, quote unquote, from the vet, and it makes her very thirsty.
Right.
So she has to drink a lot. And then now she's weeing. Every night she's weeing. It's like going back to toddler phase.
Wow.
And then what she does, it really annoys me. She like needs to wee. So she stands beside you at the bed and looks at you. And you're like, all right. So you get up, take her out to go to the toilet. And then once she's finished weeing, she sprints past you, runs back to the bed and takes your spot in the bed.
Oh, it's just a tactic.
I know.
Just to get more prime position.
I know. I come back in the bed. I'm like, God damn it.
So yeah. She's thirsty, which is making her wee more. But is she thirsty? Oh. Like, have you had any male dogs come over? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, she did start humping last night a bit earlier.
Really?
Yeah, started humping me on the couch. I was like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, so you never know.
And you've just made me grateful as well, like during the phase of taking kids for a wee in the middle of the night, which still happens, sadly, with our toddlers. At least we don't have to take them out in the rain.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
Just a couple of steps to the bathroom.
You've got so easy. You can just take them to the toilet. You know, I wish I had that pleasure.
Just teach Pam to go to the toilet, mate. It happens in Meet the Fockers.
Exactly, it does. Yeah. Flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do your kids just like lick and stuff in the middle of the night? Like, Pam just makes so much noises.
Do you know what? Otis and Harriet have started licking.
Really? Themselves?
Each other?
Just each other, us.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, they're going through, you know, they're experimenting with licking. Like what's new and stuff. And flavours would be a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, it's more like kiss good night guys, and then they'll get close to your face and then go...
Oh, there's nothing worse than that. Oh,
you know how you said you and Georgette try not to react if they swear or they say naughty language because any reaction encourages them?
Yeah.
How do you not react when your kid licks you, though, discourage that?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, it can be very hard to react in general. Last night at the dinner table, Otis goes, I won't say who it was, but somebody in our family who occasionally takes care of the kids goes, did you know that she sometimes says, twat? And I'm like, I beg your pardon? When does she say that? And she's like, when she's driving and people are being really naughty on the road. And Georgette and I are looking across the table like, just everything we can to try and fight down a smile.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
We're sending her to the naughty corner.